I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Thaddeus McCarter of American Greatness. And Malcolm Hohenlein, Conference of Presidents, a major American Jewish organization, is here to help us in a moving story. The war is not over. It's entered a new phase, especially in Lebanon. Thaddeus?
Malcolm, there was a targeted killing in Lebanon. Who and why?
So this was the elimination of a man named Tabatabayi, who was the chief of staff of Hamas, who had arisen as others were eliminated. He was the number two leader today in Hezbollah, and he was eliminated. There was a $5 million reward for him from the United States, not Israel, from the United States, because he was a terrorist who had attacked and was responsible for bringing weapons and for rebuilding Hezbollah. Hezbollah is supposed to be disarmed. That is the peace treaty. When they talk about the violations, it's not Israel. Israel only targets individuals. They go after a particular car or a motorcycle where or terrorist operations that they know of, like they do in Gaza, where, you know, still 40% or so of the tunnels exist. And some of them, even on the Israeli side, where there were 100 to 200 of them, they are left behind purposely to be able to carry out terrorist attacks from these within the Israeli side. The same thing in Gaza, in Lebanon, where much of the tunnels and infrastructure remains. We know that they are rebuilding. They're constantly finding. And the government says that they need help, that the president seems to be committed to removing them, but they don't have the wherewithal to do it. The foreign governments that all spoke so big, whether in Gaza or in Lebanon, are not providing any troops, not living up to any of their commitments. And so it enables these terrorist organizations to rebuild. And certainly Iran is trying to help them to. They want to reestablish their Shiite ring of fire to counter the Sunni ring of fire around Israel. So Israel, Hezbollah, which was supposed to vacate southern Lebanon and to be replaced by the Lebanese armed forces, that has not happened. And until that does, Israel has to stay in the locations they are to protect their border. It's not any territory of Lebanon that they covet. It's really to stop the and even the president spoke about the Shiite monopoly on weapons and the fear that they have a year since the agreement was reached. So it's not being implemented in the full. Everything south of Latani was supposed to be taken over by the southern Lebanese army. That has not happened.
Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, a man who is in a hurried to the White House, was received by the president and a full range of ceremony, taken in for a press conference. And during that press conference, the ABC reporter asked very bluntly, what about the Khashoggi murder? As he commented on the Khashoggi murder, Mr. President, are you going to comment? The president said, things happen. In exchange for things happen, Mohammed bin Salman was promised, I believe, nuclear power generating plant, which has the capability of creating a bomb, and F-35s at the top end. And there have already headlines in the media saying the Chinese will have it in 10 minutes if we give it to Saudi Arabia. Malcolm, what is the purpose of the U.S. whining and dining and romancing Mohammed bin Salman? We've got more oil than he has. Why are they doing this?
Well, I think the president is enamored with him, but I think more than that, they see this. They want to win him away from Russia and China, and we see that that is progressing. They, you know, the Saudis have plans and play a critical role geopolitically in the region. And if they were to join and move towards the Abraham Accords, that would be a big deal. They did not do that. He did sort of indicate that he wants a Palestinian or the road to a Palestinian state. To be clear, before they would join the Abraham Accord. But, you know, there is subtle and hidden trade between Saudis and Israelis, and he recognizes the importance for Saudi Arabia of it. The big deal was that he's getting the F-35s, which only Israel in the Middle East has, and they could put him at the airfields like Tobruk, which is a 5-minute flying time from Israel. They have, as you know, very advanced capacity, and especially radar, that they could monitor the movement of Israeli aircraft and cruise missiles. And that's in the case that some element takes over the government. It could easily happen, and has happened in all of the Arab countries. So you have to think long term. The first planes won't get there for 6 years. but they have a really a very advanced capacities. And the question is, will they be the same as the one Israel has? Israel has added a lot to them, new technologies that they put on the F-35s. And the Prime Minister Netanyahu said it's he doesn't see it as a direct threat, but he does want to see Saudis enter into the cohort of the Abraham Accord countries. And we'll have to see. But remember, Saudi Arabia is threatened by Iran and Turkey. And having this alliance and having a regional alliance will be very important. So this is not a gift to us. He is actually getting a lot out of it. There was a lot of pomp and circumstance on his visit, and he was given the royal treatment and got the basic things that he wanted. And the president clearly wants to lock in. People say it's because they have he has business deals in Saudi Arabia. This goes beyond it. I think he sees geopolitically that having Saudi Arabia together with the UAE and others will help shift the balance in the region.
Thaddeus, we have less than a minute. You have a question.
Somewhere Emile Zola is smiling. There's been a long overdue promotion in the French military. Who was so honored, Malcolm?
So this is, you're absolutely right. Captain Alfred Dreyfus, who was a Jewish officer in the army who was falsely convicted of treason more than a century ago, was raised to the rank of brigadier general by President Macron. And in 1894, the Dreyfus affair erupted, became one of the most divisive political scandals. He was a Jewish artillery officer accused of passing secrets to Germany. It was purely anti-Semitism and created a raging wave of anti-Semitism. It took them 120 years to rectify it.
General Dreyfus, Malcolm Hohnlein, Thaddeus McCotter, I'm American. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.